Ms. Yamwal, what is the goal of your project?
So the Violence 360 campaign has a goal to reduce instances of violence within the Black community in the province of Ontario.
So how do you go about it?
The Violence 360 campaign takes a preventive approach by providing the community, the Black community, as well as the community at large, with examples of Black excellence, with examples of how people have been affected by violence and how they've made choices post the violence that either they've been affected by or the violence that they've perpetrated on someone else to improve their lives and the lives of those around them.
So what form do the projects take?
So the scope of the program or campaign comes down to two pieces. There are videos. So there's five videos in total that represent the four catchment areas of the Ontario Black Youth Action Plan. So those are Toronto, Windsor, Hamilton, and Ottawa, as well as the second component of the campaign is live events, which happen in the same catchment areas.
What happens at the live events?
So the live events will feature the participants that are featured in the videos for each of the catchment areas, as well as other local participants that have been affected by violence, where they will be sharing their stories. And at that time, we will also have breakout sessions where the youth will be encouraged and invited to provide their recommendations to the ministry on how we can prevent youth violence.
How would you characterize the importance of this initiative?
I would characterize the importance of the Violence 360 campaign as monumental. Very wise men made the statement or made the comment that in regard to the Ontario Black Youth Action Plan, it's up to us and those delivering the programs and campaigns under the initiative or under the plan that we will be the people who determine whether it's a question mark or a comma. And in being selected to deliver this campaign, we recognize the historic proportions, A, of the Ontario government providing the Black community with $47 million to deliver the campaign, as well as the support being given by Minister Coteau, the Ministry of Child Youth Services, as well as the Anti-Racism Directorate.
Do you have any contact with similar groups outside of your province? It just seems that it's such a good initiative. It would be a shame that if it was just limited to Ontario.
So we do work with other organizations as far as the United States, for example, Black Tech Unplugged out in Chicago, and we have relationships across Canada with other underrepresented communities, some based in Montreal, some based across the rest of Canada. So we are and we're building our relationships every single day.
Thank you very much for telling us about it.
You're welcome.